This music is by composer Alexandre Desplat, and it's from the score of a new film out today. New movie that's won some prizes and is already the subject of a lot of conversation. It's the subject of conversation today on WQXR's Arts File. Here's Carrie Nolan.
Terrence Malick's new film, The Tree of Life, took the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival this month. As often happens at Cannes, the audience on both sides was vocal in its reaction. Some people booed, others applauded. Malick's storytelling style is somewhat unorthodox. The film takes place in 1950s Texas, but includes sequences that show dinosaurs, deep sea life, even outer space. Malick also makes use of flashbacks, voiceovers, and other techniques. The film opens tonight in New York, and Richard Brody is here to tell us about it. He's film critic for The New Yorker. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Richard, Terrence Malick is known as much for his artistic technique as he is for how infrequently he directs a film. The Tree of Life is only his fifth feature film since 1973, and it's been 5 years since his last movie, The New World. Was this worth the wait?
Oh, very much so. I think that this is the film that he's been building to his entire career.
Why? What makes it so good?
Well, partly because it's such an autobiographical film. It's a film in which he reconstructs memories of growing up in Texas in the 1950s. The film is constructed in terms of flashbacks, and it shows what it was like, not just for Terrence Malick, but for an American young man to be growing up in Texas in the 50s. He brings memory together with fantasy, imagination, science, religious devotion, the entire realm of his inner experience growing up.
Tell us a little bit about the characters he shows us.
Well, the main character of the film, Jack, is an architect. He's played by Sean Penn. And he finds himself reflecting from the perspective of the present day on his youth in Texas. We don't know a lot about Jack. We see that he's a very busy man. We see that he's working in a gleaming corporate tower. And his reminiscences are tinged with the same sort of visual wonder that his contemporary experiences. One of the marvels of this film is the way that Malick infuses the vision of the past, and vision in the most literal sense of the world, the way that the past looks internally to the mind, with the way Jack's own world looks. There's a sense of wonder, almost metaphysical wonder, that inflects both the past and the present.
Can you point to a specific scene that would illustrate that?
Oh, for instance, even the way that the faces of the boy's parents are filmed, the close-ups that we see of, for instance, his father, played by Brad Pitt, and his mother, played by Jessica Chastain. On the one hand, they're very, very physical, even fleshy presences. We get a sense of the stubble of the father's beard, the grain of the fabric of the mother's clothing. And it's simultaneously intensely physical and intensely romanticized. The physical is infused with a great spiritual wonder.
Let's talk a little bit more about the cinematography. You talk about the fleshy presence of the parents in this film. Let's talk about the scenery around. It seems to be sort of suffused with a certain kind of light.
Oh, absolutely. Malick adores light. In fact, even from the very beginning of his career, he would govern his shooting in terms of the light that he would catch at the time of the day. He would shoot because of the light as opposed to because of the dictates of the action. And here, the sun is a very important presence. He films a lot into the sun. We see lots and lots of gleams of light, lots of glows, lots of reflections. It's a film that's filled with images of light.
Is this a film for the average movie lover, or is it kind of a little too linear for the Hangover set?
Well, I haven't seen The Hangover 2 yet. The thing about The Tree of Life is that it's an intensely romantic film. It's the picture of an American boyhood, and even if the storytelling style is in flashbacks and somewhat fragmented, the story Malick is telling is a very emotional story, a story of loss. The key to the film is that it tells the story from the perspective of a young man, of a man who recalls losing one of his brothers. He recalls the news of the death of one of his brothers. And so his childhood memories, as golden as they are also an image of a kind of prelapsarian age before his brother's departure. So it's very much of an emotional and indeed very poignant story.
Thank you so much for being here, Richard.
My pleasure.
Richard Brody is a film critic at The New Yorker, where he runs the blog The Front Row. Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life opens tonight at the Landmark Sunshine Cinema. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.